You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The largest bridge in that area of Central Asia, comparable to the Golden Gate, but made of stone, blown to bits. All the major columns blown out. Took them 6-7 years to build it. It had just opened. It was a civilian bridge. Military used it too. The neocons lied and said it was only military and called me a liar. And then Grok and ChatGPT and everybody else said, no, it's a major public bridge. They just lied. Oh, we didn't blow up that girl's school. That's an Iranian lie. Meanwhile, when the neocons were saying that, days after, the Pentagon briefed Congress and said, no, it was one of our tomahawks. We had bad intelligence, and the military building was next door. It was an accident. But the neocons just kept lying just for weeks. Nope, we didn't do it. Nope, 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 nope. Pentagon didn't lie. It's crazy. It's absolutely insane. Don't listen to these politicos. Listen to the Pentagon. I mean, they lie very rarely, actually, on a big thing because they know they're going to get caught. 15,000 targets, and they, you know, hit the one school. It's still terrible. And then the neocons make jokes about it on Fox News. How about you say you're sad it happened? This is a war, but, you know, things happen. We're very sorry for their families. You don't think the Iranians don't air that on state TV? The neocons all over Fox laughing and giggling and making jokes about it. Those are the people we're liberating. Play clip 30 again. This is the bridge being blown up with the terrorized public that was out there at the river enjoying themselves at the park. Boy, don't they feel like they're being liberated, especially when they were driving in their cars across it? Here's the liberation. Well, they look like they love it. People a mile away, huge blast waves, shaking their tents as they camp the national park. Oh, they love it. They really like it. Why am I playing that? Well, Trump says the Iranian people, when they don't hear bombs go off, they're upset. They want to hear bombs because they want to be free. Free like Syria, where we overthrew Syria when Biden was leaving with Israel and Turkey. And then they put the head of Al-Qaeda in, and now they're purging Christians by the thousands and killing them. We have videos of it. Oh, they love it too, don't they? That's what Eric Prince said. He said, they're just going to put somebody worse in Iran. But don't listen to him. What does he know? So here's Trump. The Iranian people love it. You just saw the video. They love it. Like being hit in the head with a baseball bat in the teeth. Oh, man. Oh, more. Hurt me. Hurt me. Feels so good. Here it is.
How is it taking care of the Iranian people if you're bombing?
Yeah,
who are you with? Yes.
Well, that's a radical left group of lunatics that you're with. Let me just tell you, very fair question. The Iranian people, when they don't hear bombs go off, they're upset. They want to hear bombs because they want to be free. And the only reason they're not out protesting, you know that, is because they were informed that if they protest, like the wrestler and his friends, if they protest, they will be shot immediately. And that's an edict, that's in writing. If they protest, if they go out in the streets, they will be immediately shot. They don't have guns. You know, we sent some guns, but the group that was supposed to give, which I said would happen to my people, I said it, I called it exactly. We sent guns, a lot of guns. They were supposed to go to the people so they could fight back against these thugs. You know what happened? the people that they sent him to kept him because they said, what a beautiful gun, I think I'll keep it. So I'm very upset with a certain group of people, and they're going to pay a big price for that. But the Iranian people will fight back as soon as they know they're not going to be shot and as soon as they can get weapons. If they had weapons, not many of them, if they had weapons that would go in the other way, and you know what would happen? Iran would give up in 2 seconds because they wouldn't be able to take it. But in Iran, they have absolutely no weaponry, and they've been told point blank, if you come out to the streets, you will be killed. As of this morning, and we have this on pretty good information, 45,000 protesters have been killed. Pretty bad.
Yeah, over the weekend, you saw the president confirm it. Fox News reported that all those uprisings since June, CIA Mossad funded. And I'm not defending the mullahs and the stuff they do by any stretch. They're brutal, but they were fighting. Most people dying were combatants. That's why most of the footage would get taken offline because they had guns. They were shooting. And it didn't work, did it, Trump? Is the point. And that's why we have our Second Amendment here to defend ourselves from a corrupt government, don't we, Trump? So that's where we're at right now. And the numbers are in. This has unified the people behind the government more than ever. The mullahs were unpopular with a lot of the young people. Not so much now, folks. Not when you've blown up 36 universities. Now you're blowing up bridges. You're blowing up the power plants. Now Trump says he'll blow up their water supplies. Great. That's very nice. Here's Trump's message to Americans who do not support the war in Iran. They're foolish. Now, don't get me wrong. Democrats kind of tepidly are against it, but they're hoping Trump fails. So that's why they're very happy. But the average leftist, Soros-funded, is obviously allied with Islam, period, and against America. So they're just instinctively against it. I'm against it because it's a foreign government manipulating our foreign policy, and it was going to fail 92%, the Pentagon said, which did. That's why. Because it wouldn't work. And again, people say, oh, wait, you're saying Trump was an off-ramp, but he's saying, the war's continuing forever. Wait a minute. I've been nice to Trump. I haven't done a compilation, but I've got the numbers here. You know what? I'm doing it, though. McBreen, I know you're listening. It's 20 times. I've got articles here. You can look it up. 20 times Trump said the war was won. There's 5 times he said last week it's been regime change. It'll be done in days. Get him saying we don't want the Strait of Hormuz. They can keep it. There's nothing left to bomb. They got BB guns. They have no missiles. Just get all of that and then just show him saying, we'll bomb you in the Stone Age if you don't give up. Effing open the Strait of Hormuz. So here's the deal. Trump is saving face, okay? And this isn't about even bashing Trump. I want to get him back on track. And there are a bunch of people so pissed at Trump, they're like, no. When they saw my videos this weekend, tens of millions of views, they said, no, he's a war criminal. He's going down. It's all over. We're screwed. World War IV. No, no, no. Whatever you think of Trump, great. If somebody, war crimes, whatever. You ain't going to get Trump. Nobody's getting Trump for war crimes. It's not happening. Nobody's getting Netanyahu. It's not happening. We got nuclear weapons. Israel has them. Just forget it. You need to get control of Trump with public pressure to pull out of this and know that he has the support to do it. He needs to be given an off-ramp to do it. But the Iranians are just as pig-headed as Trump or more, and they aren't going to give up. They keep sending peace plans that are, okay, give us $500 billion, leave all your bases now. That's not going to happen. What Trump's asking him for, not going to happen. Just watch. Yeah, Trump again. The war's been won. The war's over. It's all over for the unknown soldier. And then it's not over 37, 38 days in. Let me see, 31 days in March, and now 6 days in, 37, 38 days here. I mean, we're going to be here in 3 more months, folks, and then the economy is cooked. I got all the numbers on that right here. And you notice what I said. His recovery was going to work. It was a great plan. I study the economy. I have all these great economists on. It was beautiful. Everything he was doing was just so good. Such hard work. He was obsessed with lowering interest rates to get things going and have low energy prices. Now the Federal Reserve says they're going to raise interest rates. It's crazy. And so when you see Trump up there being belligerent about this, he's acting strong. And I get this is a battle of confidence. I mean, he needs to act confident in this however he can and declare victory. And I'll go, yeah, victory. Because it will sink the dollar. It will sink people's faith in this country if this continues. Off-ramp, off-ramp, off-ramp. The White House chief of staff agrees with me. Pull it up. Susie Wiles has been telling the New York Times, the Washington Post, notice it hasn't been denied by her. That's how she does it. I tell people that talk to her. She's like, she's been telling Trump for almost a month, don't do this. She was on the fence before and said, I'm not an expert. But now she's talked to the experts on the economy. She's like, stop it now. That's Susie Wiles, folks. So is she foolish? Just type into Google, Susie Wiles presses Trump to end war quickly. Top White House aide told staff to be honest with Trump about risk. Yeah, she's telling people, that was April 3rd, get on his ass. And I have been talking to these people, not Susie Wiles, but people in the room. They're like, yes, thank you. Thank you. Please continue. And I'm not going to name names, folks. It's not just confidants. I mean, it's people in the rooms are saying, keep it up, Alex. And then you got the Israel lobby running around saying, I'm a traitor for saying this. And then you got the anti-Trumpers that used to be his supporters when it was popular saying, screw him. No, don't try to save Trump. It ain't about saving Trump. It's about saving the world. The damn economy, you jackasses. You people are not adults that have these worldviews where you just pick which side you're going to be on, whatever you think is going to be most advantageous for you. With me, you get what I really think and what the real best thinking is of the economy, the military, the world, culture. I tell you what I believe to be the most accurate, period. And is it not accurate? Am I not right? You know, I'm going to do a special show some night this week where I go like 2 hours and take calls, and then I'm going to air the March 1st show. Hours into this, the attack started at 2 a.m. Central, 1 a.m. Eastern. I'm on the air by 10 a.m. And I say, it's like I had a time machine because it's all been wargamed out the yin-yang. How did you predict they'd have us 6 feet apart, make us wear masks and shut down sporting events and lock us in our houses? Because it was in the frickin' Homeland Security battle plan, BioShield 2006. Rodney Howard got it. He still had in the old church warehouse the packs they sent him with the 6 feet apart and the mask a year before they were planning to launch it, but they didn't. Then Hillary was going to do it, but Trump got in, so they launched it on him. It's in Operation Lockstep, Rockefeller Foundation, John Hopkins, CIA report, 2010. Like, how do you know this? Some people say, oh, it's crazy. He's one of them. He knows. You can go read it. You can read the Rand Corporation reports on the Iran war. They're the best. So the Pentagon listens to. Why do you think nobody did this before? Because they like Iran? I don't need to be an auto mechanic to tell you you don't want to put sugar in it. It'll seize it up. I don't need to be an auto mechanic to tell you a diesel engine don't run on salt water. And I could certainly go read what the experts say and then check it for myself because I have a lot of geopolitical understanding. And I know I just keep hammering this. This is not my opinion. This is not my opinion. And I said it 37 days ago when it started. I said, I will pop champagne on air if the mullahs fall quickly and this doesn't become a disaster and a quagmire. But I said, I know I'm not going to be wrong in my gut, not just intellectually. And I was right. I want to stop the global collapse. I want to stop the globalist operation. The head of the WEF and the head of BlackRock is happier than a pig in crap right now because he's getting the global collapse he wanted. And again, I told you Trump's recovery plan was going to work. He beat them trying to crash the stock market last year in the spring, summer, and fall. And we said with Dr. Elliott and others, the one big thing will be the Strait of Hormuz in Iran. Don't do it. He said it over a year and a half ago when the president was president-elect. We said that was the threat. That's who I have on as people that are smart and have track records of being accurate over and over and over again. And now the job numbers come in. 170,000 plus jobs up from 60,000. And it was coming back. And the massive investment in the factories getting built and inflation was slowing half in gasoline, about 30-40% on natural gas. It was starting to slow. It was starting to reverse. It takes time because the companies that already have inflation built in to reverse. We were already hearing from vendors that prices were going to go down for the first time in years. You know, I make the purchase. I mean, I'm involved. Like, okay, raw tumor or concentrate tumor because this much money. You know, I mean, I'm in the weeds, folks. I'm a business guy, too, to run this, fund it. I was seeing it. I was seeing the restaurants full again. Hotels booked up. I was seeing it. Not just the numbers. But the numbers are always a few months behind. It was working. It's a mixed bag overall. But not now, because you watch the next few months as the numbers build in. They're always months behind. The economists are saying pre-war prices might never return despite Trump's contrary claims. In fact, it won't just be slowing inflation. It'll be more, worse. Isn't that great? Now, Trump, no, I'm not losing MAGA. MAGA loves what I'm doing because they put out a CNN poll just for him to manipulate him. CNN's now fake leftist. It was always fake leftist, but more of a neoconish thing because they know Trump watches it. By the way, I know people that they buy ads on CNN and on Fox just to get Trump nationally and locally. They'll target when he's in Mar-a-Lago, when he's in D.C. I know people making buys right now. They're good guys, actually. I'll stop right there. And Todd Lynch, bye-bye. maybe 60 days. Anyways, the point is that the idea that everyone supports Trump, that, you know, they put out a CNN poll, 100% of MAGA supports the war. And then they even published their methodology. They said they called MAGA supporters that they'd polled before. Who'd you call? Lindsey Graham? Maybe you called John McCain in hell? Who'd you call? Benjamin Netanyahu? Does anyone believe that 100% of MAGA supports it? No. It's a preposterous headline. But I've heard Trump, 100%, oh, it's, they all love it. They love it. They love it. They love it. Oh, except Tulsi Gabbard that told you don't do it. You wanted to fire her just over that, but until people reminded you, she's the only one actually fighting for you. You want someone there that will actually question the other people. Again, she was the only one. They gave him a report from all the intelligence agencies, the Pentagon, saying don't do it, but she was the only one in cabinet meetings that would say that. And everybody saw him almost fire her, so now Susie Wiles had to tell all the people, no, no, you need to buck this. Stop it. Stop being yes men. Because she knows this will destroy the Republican majority. And she likes sitting on top of it so she can run her lobbying firm and be in charge. And you can use people's own greed for good like that. Probably have separation of powers. Here's Trump. No, I'm not losing MAGA. MAGA loves what I'm doing. Oh, we love you giving glyphosate immunity. We love you suddenly loving LGBTQ Satan. We love Mark Levin, who's super unpopular. Yes, all the Never Trumpers. Yes, we love you demonizing your most staunch supporters and kissy-kissing with people that are out to get you. We love that. Let me tell you, I was with a bunch of family at Easter, and everyone who are hardcore Trump supporters were horrified by what's going on, except my father. And he said they should have never done it, but now we've got to win it, or it'll destroy confidence in the U.S. And I get my dad's, you know, thinking just big picture thing, it's true that if he could have won this quickly, it would have made the U.S. even stronger in the world's eyes. But that would have also encouraged Trump to even be more reckless. And I'm like, but don't you understand? It's not going to work. And he goes, I think it will. It's that boomer gambling crap. Not as like a gambler, but in business he certainly is. Wild-eyed gambler at that. Sometimes successful, sometimes not. Did all sorts of stuff. Some, I guess both his dad and my mother's dad were, you know, inventors. Hold on yards. But the point is, I'm just sitting there looking at him. I'm just like, well, I'm sitting there, you know, eating delicious Easter food my mom made. Oh, my God, it's so good. And my mother's such a good cook. It's ridiculous. Getting hungry right now. It's ridiculous how many dishes, too. It's all handmade. Oh. And I don't pig out anymore. I pigged out, and I went out in the yard and got an easy chair. We ate at about 6 o'clock. I said, I'm going to get up and go sit in the yard for a minute. I'm out there petting Rex's Doberman. It's like 6:15. I wake up. It's 9:30 at night. Oh, and it's already warm in Austin. Guess what happened once the sun went down? Bzzz, mosquito bites all over my arms and face. They're little, though. They're not that bad. But they had a nice meal. Oh, I had my feast. And the mosquitoes had their feast. And they got a huge yard, a little like 4 acres in the middle of town. And I was just up there on a hill just sawing logs. And the mosquitoes had their delicious meal. But I'm digressing. Here's Trump on MAGA, loving the war.
And everyone's saying, oh, is Trump losing MAGA? No, I'm not losing MAGA. MAGA loves what I'm doing. And CNN did a poll of MAGA voters, a big poll, very important poll, Harry. And he went on, he said, this is amazing, 100% support. He said, I've never had a 100% poll at anything before. And is, do you support Trump, MAGA people? Which is, by the way, mostly Republican. And if you look, I would say MAGA makes up a majority, like about 95% of the Republican Party, all right? So they went out, they did a poll, and CNN came back 100% support. So they support what we're doing, but they would like to see it end and come back. But remember, wars last years. We're in there for 34 days, and we've obliterated a very powerful country in 34 days. Yeah, if it were up to me, I'd like to keep the oil. I just don't think the people of the United States would really understand.
Unbelievable. And it is true that Republican Party's 90%+ pro-Trump. And there's people that are done with him, and there's people that are horrified and upset, don't know what to do, but are very upset with what he's doing. And then there's those that just support anything. They think he's God. But Trump, depending on the side of it, polls is a 36 to 33 point. And that's Rasmussen that is pro-Trump and is really freaked out. But, I mean, that's a nosedive, folks. All right. We're going to break. I got a bunch of other Trump clips. I got a bunch of domestic news we've got to get to. Oh, there's so much. Everybody's saying this Artemis II thing is fake. Well, I got some very interesting stuff for you that's going to blow you away. It's all coming up next hour. Every order today only at thealexjonesstore.com with the incredible supplements, the Patriot Apparel, and more gets a free gift. And I called them. I don't know what the free gift was. They told me. They said, well, it can be the stress ball is on the low end, the Alex Jones stress ball that's limited edition, or it could be a free supplement, and they said it's a random computer thing, just spends it, and because of the shipping, they pick something small, though. That's what kills them on a free gift is the cost of it and then the shipping. So you might even get a knife. It's just, anything small is what the computer has been set to go after. I think it was saying like half the stuff's the balls. So you got a 50-50 chance of getting the ball, or might get a knife, might get a something else, you know, even better. But it's all there. Not getting clothes, though, because that's too big to ship, too expensive. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. But damn, these knives cost them. So it was like a $50 knife. I think it cost them like $25. It's like a $100 knife cost them like $50. So, I mean, the knives are a damn good deal. There's all sorts of stuff you can get free. Up to 40% off on Ultra DNA Revival. With all the super energizing things for your cells, the PQQ, the CoQ10, the NAD, just all of it. Shilajit caps and gummies, MK Ultra, Brain Booster, Atomic Defense, just incredible for your whole immune system and overall health. The colostrum is 35% off, and the Life Force, that's a huge deal. The iodine tincture is 30% off and more.
We have it all.
Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultramethylenestore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Pitley to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.